T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Tech, Nina. Kansas City. You ready? You ready?
Three. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Red Kingdom.
Welcome to the
last night.
I'm stressed out just listening to that again. I said last night, did that just happen? And has anyone checked on Mitch Holtis? Is there a defibrillator in that room?
There better be. Mitch Holtis will be joining us in studio at 5:30 this afternoon. If he survived last night's game.
People in very high places are saying that may be the single greatest game in NFL playoff history.
It has to be considered in the top five, for sure.
I was screaming a lot, and I couldn't tell if it was an appropriate amount or a completely inappropriate amount, but in the moment,
my dog left, Sam. My dog left and hasn't come back.
It was unreal. I'm trying to think of which thought first. Because the whole day I'm thinking, all right, how are we going to handle this? You know, we're not a sports station. We are a Kansas City station, and this is all anybody's talking about. How are we going to deal with this? We have a lot of people coming in. Jay Binkley is going to be joining us at 2:15. Our favorite interviewee of all time, Tim Grunhard, will be stopping by at 3:30.
Down a couple ribs.
And Mitch Holtis will be swinging by the studio at 5:30 this afternoon.
I cannot wait. It's all I want to talk about. And if you one of 600,000 people that did not tune into that game last night, maybe you had to work. I don't know what the excuse would be. You missed the greatest game in NFL history, number one. And number two, you are in a very small group statistically. The president of Hearst Corporation tweeted out overnight, and Chris sent this to me, that we in Kansas City, it was a 90 share.
Which is unheard of.
People did not tune in to that extent to see who shot JR. It was basically every single TV in Kansas City was tuned to that game. And I joke the ones that weren't must have been like on the hospital channels. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there are going to be a few TVs around town that are like,
right,
let me show you how to breastfeed. On like the hospital channel on channel 3 when you're in the ER
or at the doctor's office I don't mean the hospital, I mean like your private practice doctor, and they forgot to turn the TV off in the lobby on Friday.
That's those people.
Yeah, that TV was still tuned in to Young and the Restless, and all the other TVs in town were tuned to the Chiefs.
I actually reached out to Chris Homily last night with HCA, our friend at HCA.
Yeah.
And I said, I am not even mildly kidding. I am curious if there were heart, and I'm not making light of this, Scott, because they do say during the Super Bowl, heart attacks go up, chest pains go up because of the alcohol, because of the adrenaline. I wanted her to tell me, were there some like spike in people thinking they were having some sort of coronary event? And I'm being serious when I ask that.
You know, it's hard to put it into words, but I have not gone anywhere today where somebody wanted to talk about the game, or just in the ambient noise that I heard behind me or next to me. I went to the gas station today. All I could hear was people talking about the game last night. I go to Walmart because we were low on milk, and I'm grabbing a jug of milk. I turn around, there's a guy behind me. I go, "Hey, sorry, man. How you doing?" He goes, "Just trying to get over that game from last night."
Still recovering. Yes, still.
That's all he said. I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" "Just trying to get over that game from last night." It's all anybody can talk about.
I remember looking, and it is the number one trending topic on Twitter. Global, by the way. I remember looking at Chris when we had the 13 seconds left. And I said, "Just tell me." Like, there's no way, right?
No chance.
I said, "There's no way." I said, "I just need to know." And poor Chris is trapped in this living room with me. And I said, "Right, there's no way, right?" And I was wanting him to say, "If anyone can do it, Mahomes can do it." What he said to me was, "Statistically, it's not good." That's all he would say. And then he was like, "Please stop talking." He said, "It's time for maybe two plays, and statistically, it's not good." That's all he said.
I said, "It's over." And I'm sure everybody else in town was screaming,
"It's over. See, I was holding on to the one millionth of a percent.
When they got that last touchdown with 13 seconds left in the game, I turned to Kelly and I said, "It's over. There's no way. You can't come back from that."
I can't share what I said.
But anyway, and I said something last night before they did it that I heard some of the analysts talking about last night. I was shocked Buffalo didn't kick the ball when they kicked off, kick it into play, force the Chiefs to return it and knock some more time off the clock. And then you would have left the Chiefs with only one play.
But,
and they would have had to go for the end zone.
I heard, we're such nerds. We tuned in to the Buffalo Bills radio show about an hour after the game.
Well, Chris, it sound like a morgue?
They were unhappy. They asked about those very questions, Scott, where at the end of a game, you can play dirty. You can play dirty and do things that would force, like hold, that would force time off that clock. And they were asking, why wasn't that done? I'm glad it wasn't done, because there are a couple of things that I would consider to be dirty that would have taken more time off that clock.
Well, as you can imagine, everybody in Buffalo today is now calling for the NFL to
change the coin toss rule.
Well, change the overtime rules. We're going to talk to Jay Binkley about that coming up right after 2:15. There is a movement afoot again to get the NFL to change its overtime rules.
Yeah.
And why
the one
is unlikely.
Bit us in the cheeks 2 years ago.
Correct.
And when we tried to get it changed,
the
who
Chiefs
said no?
Actually Buffalo. Tried to get it changed.
2 years ago, that's right.
So for everyone screaming on social media today that this is stupid, that they need to change the rule, we tried. And Patrick Mahomes even very diplomatically discussed this at the podium last night and said, "You play with the rules that you are given.
Nobody cheated.
And it did not fall down in our favor 2 years ago, and luckily it worked in our favor last night."
I guess it would have been three years ago.
He would not say change the rule. He's way too diplomatic for that. He just said, you go to war with the army you have, mm-hmm. not the army you want.
Speaking of great lines from last night, when things look grim, be the Grim Reaper.
Be the Grim Reaper.
Oh, come on. If that is not printed on a shirt,
of course
by the end of this show, somebody does not have money making in the brain.
Can I share with you my favorite meme that is so funny? But
is it on 13 seconds?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
I've grown tired of those already.
No. Someone posted last night, "Who needs the Chiefs and the Bills when you could just do meth and ride a motorcycle out of a helicopter?"
That's pretty good.
I think... it's about the same.
Well, when they were getting ready to kick that field, I honest to God, my one line from last night, I looked around, I said, my heart can't handle this.
No.
My heart cannot handle this game. It was, what was it, the most points scored in the final 2 minutes of a game.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of the records when he had tons of records broke.
Crazy stupid
record. And it was just the constant roller coaster of it. I mean, extreme excitement to, oh my gosh.
My mom left the room.
We
might have her on at 2:30 because she was lighting candles. She has all, yes, she did, Scott. She has all four of those little Chiefs dolls. She started with the Mahomes doll.
Like the voodoo dolls?
They're tiny little plush dolls that you get at the Hallmark store. And then she added the Kelsey doll. Now she's got the Cheetah doll. She's got all of them. And she lights this candle. I put this on Twitter and someone wrote, keep that seance going, Big Juicy. Keep it going.
Okay. All right.
By the way, Scott, there are three local t-shirt makers that are already printing Be the Grim Reaper.
You know it. You know it.
I mean, it
and there's
going to
be a rap
itself.
Song. Where's Tech N9ne? We need Be the Grim Reaper.
He's in the studio. Leave him alone.
that Reaper song was written back in the 70s. Blue Oyster Cult's already got that one. We're going to visit with Jay Binkley from our sister station, 610 Sports, when we get back here on Dana and Parks.
3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Welcome to the
Red.
They're piling into Arrowhead, rocking all that golden red. The banners hung, the boys all got their rings. The last one took us 50 years, but we're loaded up. The gang's
how's your
all
heart,
here,
Bink?
And that trophy is staying right here.
Still here.
Still in there.
Still here.
Took a beating.
Yeah, it was one of those nights when you're doing post-game and you have that, all right, what am I going to talk about? The end of the year, we're crushed, people are sad. Or are we just going to party, man? We get to crack bourbon, beer, and go to the Waffle House. You know, what's the night going to bring us? You know what I'm saying? We had two roads to travel. Heartbreak, the Loneliness Hotel, or let's have some fun and party. And it was have fun and party.
Have you ever seen a game like that?
No. That was the one thing, too, because, you know, everybody's saying it's the best game I've ever seen. I'm real careful about that because we have it all the time. Like, Chiefs, that's the best Chiefs game I've ever seen or something. It's like, wait, we've had a lot of them, man. Like the, you know, Joe Montana in Denver, you know, winning a game. We've had a lot of these. And I said, but coming back against the 49ers in the Super Bowl, in running Wasp, do we have time to run Wasp? Because that game was so close to you not being world champions again. But that banner's up and that banner's flying. So, yes, this game was insane towards the end. But I don't know if I was elated as that Super Bowl. Yes, great game, the back and forth, what happened at the end of the game. Touchdown. The 13 seconds, it's going to live like 65 toss power trip. And do we have time to run Wasp? It's going to live like that.
It's, gonna
it's
live
going
like
to
that.
Be one of those memories for Kansas City. But, yeah, I mean – it's right up there in top three.
I'm sure the ESPN did a chart statistically that was a complete inversion, where statistically toward the end, it was like a 99% Bills win, and then it flipped on its head.
It went up and down. It was 91%, 99%. I mean,
and
the percentile is just, the Royals run that for them.
I asked Chris, I said, 13 seconds, just tell me, like there's no way, right? But there was a little part of me that thought maybe there is a way. But I said, I just want you to tell me. I was so excited and deflated. There's no way. And he said, statistically, it's not good. There's time for maybe two plays.
Yeah, if you're a gambler, the statistics aren't great. But let me ask you this. Did you have more fun in the wild card game when the Royals came back on the A's? Because it had been so long for them? Or the Kansas City Chiefs just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago? What?
How do you, they were both. How do you rank it?
I don't know. Think about the emotions. That wild card game? The comeback against A, everybody thought that game was over. Here comes John Lester, game's over. Royals end up winning that game, or the game down in Houston. The Royals came back and beat the Houston Astros. We're not even talking about 15 world champions, and there's that game. Put it this way, we're lucky in Kansas City, because for the longest time, I called that road between Arrowhead and Kauffman the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. We didn't have good things happen to us, and now we have a lot of them. It's so nice, finally. To have things go our way.
Yes, we're sitting here trying to rank how great they are. If you had to rank them.
Instead of like me trying to fix my drywall as a kid at home because of the hole I put into it and the picture just didn't cover it. You know, that was that kind of a sore loser as a kid.
It seems like every other year in the NFL, there becomes a debate, and obviously there's going to become one now, if there isn't one already, about overtime.
Yes.
The Chiefs fans were furious 3 years ago regarding overtime. Buffalo fans are now saying it's not fair.
Yeah.
You know, we never got the ball in overtime. The Chiefs scored a touchdown and the game is over. It's not fair. Basically, a game comes down to who guesses right on a coin toss. Is overtime outdated in the NFL? Does it need an overhaul?
You know what? I do like the changes now, because if you just go down there and kick a field goal, the game needs to just be over. Now you got to score a touchdown. Like, you have to go down there and score a touchdown. I personally like the college rule better.
Yes.
And I like the fact they're forced to go for two in the second.
I go, you go.
In the second. Like, I do like that. But this, I mean, you have a chance. You got to make a stop. That was the number one defense in the NFL. Buffalo Bills had the number one defense, the number one scoring defense. All right? Chiefs put 552 yards on them. Same. Make a stop. But no one wants to remember that a kicker like Harrison Butker, that's 91% accuracy in his history, and by the way, has more 50-yard field goals in a season than any Chief ever.
Yeah.
And that includes Nick Lowry, and that includes Jon Stenerud, who's in the Hall of Fame. He misses a 50-yard field goal that's well in his range. He's an accurate kicker. And he missed an extra point. Had he made those, we're not even talking about overtime. And I understand, you know, how sad and mad Buffalo is about this, but Kansas City's not going to hear it, man. Tom Brady did that to us a couple of years ago.
Mahomes
in three Super Bowls. You know, so we don't want to hear it here. Chiefs tried to make the proposal change. Like, they need to blame themselves and other owners for not passing the rule. It didn't even come to a vote.
And
the Chiefs proposed this, and they didn't want it.
I
want
to be clear about this. It was the Chiefs that proposed,
the
rule change. And who was it that said no, Bank?
Well, it never even came to a vote because then they didn't even think it was important enough to do.
So what she's getting at is Buffalo was opposed to it 3 years
ago.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know where Buffalo felt about this, but a lot of people in the league did not want this. I don't know specifically if Buffalo did or not.
But can you explain why? Because to me, this is the one thing at the end for the lay, and I don't even know that I'm a lay football fan anymore. I think I'm all in. But it's the dumbest, most unfair rule. That what percentage of the time ends up you win if you get the coin toss? It's a high percentage.
No, it is, but it did change a little bit when all of a sudden you have to score a touchdown now. It's not the way it used to be, just a couple passes, boom, you kick a field goal, win the game. You got to score a touchdown. Like, that was the number one defense in the NFL. First of all, don't let the Chiefs get to overtime and stop them within 13 seconds.
Right.
You know, that's what they should have done. I mean, the game was played. It was the number one defense. But Buffalo's whining a lot. Here's the thing. They had to play this game in Kansas City. They were the third seed. They beat the Chiefs in the season.
Yeah.
But they lost to the Jaguars 9-6, and you guys know how bad they are. They lost too many games. You know what? Had they won a few of those games they should have won, game would have been in New York and not Kansas City. There's a lot of things they need to look in the mirror at besides blaming the overtime rule against Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
Before we get to the bottom of the hour, we got to let you go, and thank you for your time in advance.
Thank you.
We're going to start a new game called Truth or Folklore.
I like it.
Is it true or is it folklore that last night when you were on 610 Sports, you went on with our sister station in Buffalo and told them not to call you the sister station,
truth,
but the daddy station?
Truth.
That is true?
This went to last year. It was during the season. And they called, hey, Jay Binkley from our sister station, because they're Odyssey too, like us and you. And I said, okay, that's fine. Let's make a bet in the postseason. And if the Chiefs win last year in the AFC title game, I'm now your daddy station. Let's go to our daddy station in Kansas City. But then they beat us in the regular season, so I let it pass. But I'm getting ready to go on with them here again at 2:30, and it's back. I want a Father's Day card. I want the gift certificate to Outback Steakhouse. I want the full daddy treatment.
You want the collect call?
Yeah, with the full daddy treatment. But you got to beat us in the postseason. That's fair. I mean, that's all fair between stations, Scott. You guys hear it all the time when you have a sister station on or whatever.
And you want to be from the daddy station.
We are their daddy station. That's just the way it is, man.
I'll give you $5 if your first line is, who's your daddy?
I might just do that.
Oh, we love you, Bank.
All right, Jay Binkley from 610 Sports. Always a pleasure,
Thank
man.
You, guys.
All right, quick break for the news. We'll see you on the other side of that here on Dana and Park.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dana and I were just perusing online. I think this is the only radio station in America that still uses the word perusing. The t-shirts are already out if you're looking for them. When It's Grim, Be the Grim Reaper. Another one that says, I witnessed the 13-second drive.
Oh, I love I witnessed the 13 seconds. That's a great shirt.
So these t-shirts are already out on the internet.
I went to two different gas stations today in search of the amazing commemorative Kansas City Star coverage today. If you've seen it, it's this huge blown up photo of Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes just screaming in celebration in the end zone. If you go to find the actual paper today, because the Star is now printed in Des Moines, which I know makes no sense, but it is, the game ran so late, the edition really could not physically be here in the morning.
Game was over at 9.
For what happened last night, because it's printed in Des Moines. So the very thin, normal Monday newspaper today, which is always thin, basically says it's going to come down to one game.
Well, I believe the headline is, one team will survive.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you type in this QR code, and then you unlock, you know, 90 different stories about what happened last night. It's just not yet in print. So they have announced there is a special Kansas City Chiefs 13 Seconds to Glory souvenir playoff edition. It will be in Friday's Star, and I'm trying to figure out how to order it early, because even going today to Quick Trip, and I went to another little place on Johnson Drive, and I went to a CVS, not a single store had one of those
really?
Monday Stars, because I think everyone thought the same thing. I want to go get the paper.
Well, that's some disappointment when you open it up.
I know. It's a 20-page extra edition Sunday previewing the AFC Championship game, and then a commemorative edition Friday previewing the 13 seconds and everything with the insanity that we witnessed last night.
I didn't know the Star was printed in Des Moines now. I thought the whole big glass building that they opened up downtown was a printing room.
It is and was, and for some reason this was printed in Des Moines. Because okay. I spoke to him specifically. I said, where do I get a Star?
And 9 o'clock at night is too late?
I think it is when they're printing it in Des Moines, Scott. Think about it. And my mom called and said, please grab me a couple of editions. One for my mom, who's crazy, and one for my uncle who lives in California.
Yeah, we got to get Big Juicy on
my
today.
My God, that woman.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
She actually said to me today, do you think they'll make more cereal? I go, Mom, just need to calm down. Just need to bring it down a notch.
Okay, Big Juicy. Story here from the Star. One of the world's most iconic board games is going to showcase Kansas City. Monopoly announcing plans for the official Kansas City edition of the longtime family-friendly game during a press conference at Islas Davis Park. Mr. Monopoly, whoever that is, was on hand.
Yeah, the guy with the top hat.
Well, I know, but I mean, I didn't. Top Trumps USA Inc., will manufacture the game under a license from Hasbro. Fans have until March 13th. Oh, here we go.
Yep.
Fans have until March 13th to voice which iconic and much-loved Kansas City landmarks they would like to see featured on some of the squares.
Yes, we're going to talk about it. You get a weigh in on which squares you think should be included in the Kansas City version of Monopoly.
Mm. Listen, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Katie Hubbard, who is a spokeswoman with Top Trumps, they're the company that has been licensed with Hasbro to print the game, said anything and everything is up for consideration. The Kansas City Chiefs, 18th and Vine, The Scout, the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. We want to know. It will have the traditional four corners and tokens.
Okay, now listen. There are 40 squares on a Monopoly board. I've actually put some thought into this. 40 squares plus obviously the four corners. Three of them are chance squares. You have three community chess squares, a luxury tax square, the income tax square, and of course, free parking and go to jail. Okay? You name what you want on your square, and then I will name what I will not give up on my square, and I've already tweeted the mayor.
Okay, no, hang on. Does it have to be Kansas City proper or Kansas City Metro?
I would say Metro because you could make the argument that you want a square for soccer.
Okay. My number one has to be the World War One Museum.
Okay.
And the tower.
The World War One Museum Tower, or could the tower be a playing piece?
No, I believe the playing pieces are all the same.
Oh, I would want our own playing pieces. Wouldn't that be fun? Get a football.
Yeah, get like a Buck O'Neill or...
Negro Leagues Museum would have to be on the Kansas City Monopoly game.
The Gates Cane would be a pretty cool game piece.
Yep. Or a Yammer Pie.
Mm.
I'm looking it up. I swear I saw in here that the pieces are the same.
Okay.
You would have to put as one of the locations, and I know it's a little controversial apparently, but maybe it's got a new name. I think it does. The J.C. Nichols Fountain.
The Dream Fountain. I don't know if it has a new official name,
okay.
But yeah.
Which I think is probably my favorite place next to Loose Park.
Instead of Boardwalk and Park Place, do you have Ward Parkway?
And Mission Hills.
And Mission Hills?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you have a nod to the Chiefs on there. I think you have a nod to George Brett or Slugger, but you're missing the one. This is the hill that I will die on when it comes to the Kansas City Monopoly game.
Is it the stupid curling irons on top of the convention center?
What? Those
I love those curling irons.
Then
that
for
is
you,
the 1% for art tax. That
which is wasted money. To you, it would be the shuttlecocks at the Nelson Atkins.
I would like a shuttlecock represented there, but that is not the hill I'm dying on. The go-to-jail space on the version of Kansas City's Monopoly game cannot be anything but the Independence Avenue Bridge.
Yes.
You
deal.
Have struck the bridge. You are going straight to jail.
Do not collect
$200. Do not collect $200 and you lose your truck.
And don't back up because you're going to get stuck again.
I tweeted the mayor, make this happen or we're mounting a recall.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Now, what do you do for the... And I'm not trying to be rude here. What do you do? We've already figured out the Richie Rich ones. There are two very poor properties on Monopoly.
Yes.
One of them has to be the Sawyer Castle.
I believe it's Mediterranean Avenue and the Baltic Avenue or road or street or whatever the hell it is.
You put Sour Castle on there and say, you're now broke. That's the bankrupt square.
$1 to purchase that property. What's your other rundown location?
I don't think you put rundown locations on the Kansas City Monopoly because there's going to be somebody that lives on that street. I don't think you do it.
Well, one is Mediterranean Avenue on the real one.
Okay. No, we're not going there. We are not going there.
Do you put Independence Avenue on there?
No, you do not. I want the bridge on there. But a girlfriend of mine just put the Mission Gateway Project on there, and that just means the game's over, you lose.
So it would have to include some metro sites if we're going to
Mission Gateway Project is one of the dump squares would be a riot.
Well, you know, they have the themed squares. I think they should have one for the big sports stadiums, maybe another one for like entertainment districts, like you can buy the plaza.
So instead of buying like a railroad, you buy a sports franchise.
Okay.
You buy the Chiefs, or you buy the Royals, or you buy Sporting. Yeah. Or something like, I mean, that would be fun.
Union Station could be on
there. Union Station
has to be on there.
Would have to be on there.
And I think when you you get a good roll and you can go from one square to a bunch of squares ahead, Scott, you somehow put the streetcar on there. You zoom on the streetcar. That would be fun.
Okay, it's getting a little too, this board's getting a little crowded.
I like the RKC Monopoly board.
It will be available around Halloween, $39.99.
Done.
And you can buy it at local specialty shops, CVS, and on Amazon. We would always prefer that you shop local, of course.
Amen.
If you can.
Because if you shop Amazon, by the way, speaking of railroads, your item will not arrive because it's been stolen and looted in Los Angeles.
What happened?
I ordered a book. The book that I told your fiance to read, by the
way.
She's
just started. She loves it.
Everyone is talking about. Yeah. And I started going.
Remember?
It's like, it's a name. It's like Veronica, but it's not Veronica. I'll look it up. But anyway, it's a thriller, murder mystery, beach read. Everyone is reading it. And I ordered it on Amazon. And, you know, it'll arrive in 2 days. It's a book. So I go out to the mail. No book. I look on the front porch, no book. I'm like, I'm happy to go down to Rainy Day Books or Barnes & Noble, but I ordered this thing. It has been 2 weeks, no book. I get the prompt last night that says, we are so sorry, your item may be lost.
Which is to say it's laying
which
on
railroad tracks. Is laying on railroad tracks. Please just ask for your money back. We'll give you your money back and go from there. The book is called Verity.
Verity, okay.
And I cannot wait, but I am going to stop by Rainy Day Books and grab it because I don't want to order it twice and have it not arrive.
Do you know for a fact that it ended up on the looted railroad tracks in Los Angeles?
It did say, Amazon said last night, we are sorry, your item is probably lost. Well, how else did it get lost? I've seen the coverage. I know what those train tracks look like.
It's not lost. It's being red.
It derailed a damn train's what it did. Way to go, Verity.
It's being red right next to a bunch of stolen Barbie dolls that are going
to... Some homeless guy's reading it next to the tracks in Los Angeles.
Oh, damn good read.
I've heard great reviews from this in the New York Times.
Don't mind if I do. I'm so sorry.
I say it was $20, whatever.
You see that the mayor in Los Angeles... it was the governor... in California last week, grabbed a garbage bag and was helping people pick up that trash. And he said, the governor of California said, it looks like a third world country down here.
Yeah.
I mean, the images, and they kept showing them over the weekend because for whatever reason, it was back in the news, I guess. It really is shocking, to say the least.
Yeah.
And just think, somewhere in there is your book.
Yeah. I know.
The governor of California may have thrown your book in a garbage bag.
That makes me feel
really special. Or kept it for himself.
I would keep it if I came across a book.
From the text line for a Kansas City Monopoly chance card, you have hit roadwork. Skip a few turns. It'll be a while.
Oh, what about the Grandview Triangle?
Where would you put it?
I don't know. Somewhere where you go in and can't get out?
Is that a... Maybe instead of jail, you do the go to the Grandview Triangle, do not collect $200, and just stay there.
Grandview will be thrilled.
You're not getting out. All right. Hey, don't forget, one of our all-time favorite people on the planet, Tim Grunhard, former Kansas City Chief, will be joining us at 3:30 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks. So, in all the excitement that was last night's game, you may have missed the uninvited guest on the field who was destroyed by Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Story here from the New York Post. If Stephon Diggs ever wants to change positions, we now know he can try his hand at defense. There was no grand chase across the field on Sunday night.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man!
When the wide receiver tackled a Kansas City Chiefs fan who eluded security during the divisional round playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium, within seconds, Diggs levels the intruder with his shoulder, knocking the fan onto his back. The fan, no longer running around, security locked him in a chokehold and escorted him off the field. Did you see how close he got to the
teams?
Yes,
and did you also see and notice the policy is now to ignore what is happening because the broadcast went immediately away from it, back to the commentators who now have been trained and know just to say, now back to the defense here, what do you think? You know, they just went right back to commentating on the game. They don't want to give any idiot credit or...
I thought that was always the policy.
Well,
though,
it
except
really
when Kevin Harlan's
now,
in charge.
Right. It really now is something that you can tell. Everyone has been told we don't talk about it. We don't give them glory for it. We don't show it. Certainly don't show it on television. You have to find someone in the stands who filmed it on their phone.
Right.
What is the penalty and what should the penalty be?
Well, I believe the penalty is either a disorderly conduct
or a concussion.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the punishment. But I don't know what you could charge him with other than a couple of misdemeanors like disorderly conduct,
trespassing. Yeah.
You can get him on trespassing.
Well, I guess even with a lot of beer involved, I still don't understand why anyone would think that that is a good idea. Because you're going to go to jail.
Without
the fine
question.
Is enormous. Do you remember the two guys who pulled the stunt during the Super Bowl were banned mm-hmm. from, I don't know if all future games, they were banned from some NFL games, I believe. You know, your name is now out there. You're probably going to lose your job. The judge is going to admonish you, and that's going to be on television.
Well, especially at a Chiefs game, when you're a fan of the team, I'm assuming you probably want to go to a game in the future, and now all tickets are handled online, so it's much easier for them to ban people.
He got clocked by security.
He got clocked by
He gets clocked by Stephon Diggs, and then one security guy in yellow tackles him, followed by a second guy who comes and picks him up, and they drag him out. And then one of the players takes what appears to be the guy's cell phone. Look at this, Scott, and just launches it. Watch. He launches it. He's furious.
Yeah.
Like, get the hell off the field. What are you doing?
Well, it was in the last 2 minutes. Buffalo was driving.
And now he's tomahawk chopping, and he looks about 25.
Does he look sober?
No, and he is in a huge chokehold with this guy.
Think about the overtime that he missed.
He's wearing an 87 jersey. Got ourselves a Kelsey fan.
Yeah, we
and
do.
There are Kansas City, Missouri police. And people are booing him. People are actually booing him.
What a bad streaker. Who runs straight at the teams?
With their clothes on.
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, as you see, the guy that you say is throwing something off to the sidelines, he almost... tackled him.
You can tell he is ticked off. He's a lineman for Buffalo.
Yeah, he gets really close to that guy from Buffalo, and the Buffalo player like gets into position to take him down, and then Stephon Diggs comes out of nowhere.
What should they make this? And I don't mean to
a complete separate offense,
because
you'd have to make it a felony.
I'm not so sure it's not, Scott. How is that not felony trespass? And you make an example out of them the same way we are making an example of these idiots on the airlines who keep diverting planes, okay? You fine them $30,000.
That they don't have.
I don't care. And you are never going to a game again to try and make it enough of a punishment that people will say, you're an idiot if you do that. Did you just hear they raised the fine to $50,000?
But see, how do you even enforce the ban on you can't go to a game again?
You shame them.
It's easier today than it was before when you could just, you know, pass off a ticket. But now they have to transfer it to their chief's account. Now, granted, you can just make a new email.
Or do I just come up with two tickets on my phone and you're my guest and you walk in with me?
I want to back that up. I don't even know that he's 25. 22, 23. I mean, he's young.
And he's dumb.
Yeah.
By the way, the Super Bowl streakers got 1 year of probation.
Yep.
100 hours of community service,
yes.
A $500 fine, and they had to write an apology letter.
It needs to be more than that. It really does need to be more than that.
Well, if you're going to do that, you would have to make it a separate crime, and the state legislature would have to pass it.
And do you make it a separate crime in all of the states where there are NFL teams? That obviously wouldn't be a federal
that's
law.
That's up to each and every individual state.
Do you also make it... about sporting, and do you also make it about NBA games? Anyone who runs on a field or court of play?
You would have to. Okay, hang on now. Wait a minute, friend. So first of all, that would be up to every individual state.
Right.
Then you would have to make certain exemptions. What happens when your college basketball team or your college football team
just
beat the number one team in the country?
Right. And 17,000 people flood the field.
Yeah.
So you would have to craft the law until KU wins the Final Four, and then you can go down there. Which, by the way, hats off to all of the K-State fans that we have in the Dana and Parks family. What a game over the weekend. Not going to say anything more about it, but hats off to our purple people. What a game.
Okay. Back to the game that everybody cares about, and that's the Chiefs. I don't know that I like the idea of making it a felony.
Because with
a felony, you almost are assured to go to prison.
Now, I've never seen a player on the field step in this situation like Stephon Diggs did. Maybe make it so, hey, you want a streak? They can all tackle you. They won't do it.
Well, he got dangerously close to the teams.
There's a word for this. It's called a pitch invasion. Did you know that?
That's for soccer.
Pitch invasion, known in North America as field invasion, field intrusion, or rushing the field, occurs when a person or crowd run onto the competition area. But I want to be clear. I think when the crowd does it, it's okay.
Right. And you would have to specifically write that into any law that you tried to pass, because otherwise you're looking at 17,000 people who just broke the law and who committed felonies.
And then there's this sentiment. Really? Why is this important? It's a streaker. So what?
He had his clothes on. He didn't even do it right.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.